It's well past the midpoint of January, and hopefully we've all become accustomed to writing 2016 instead of 2015. In its simplest form, today's date is 18-01-2016. Or is that 2016-01-18? Well, as it turns out, there's no agreement in Canada on the proper way to express the date numerically. Now, one Conservative MP is trying to bring a little clarity to this complicated mess. The CBC's Blair Sanderson has more on the date debate.
We write the invoices out. Okay. Orders are written.
This is Maria Cordelemis, and she's pretty old-fashioned when it comes to bookkeeping. She owns a dry cleaning business, and people are always asking when their clothes will be ready.
We write everything out. If it's January 14th, we write out Thursday, January 14th, and sometimes we'd put the month first, the day, then the year, depending on our mood.
Cordelemis says most of the time she can figure out her own date discrepancies. After all, she gets lots of practice outside of work.
It's not always the same. It depends where you go and who you're dealing with. Government forms, hospital forms, everybody does it a different way.
Even within the federal government, date formats change. When you apply for a social insurance number, date of birth is to be entered day, month, year. Apply for the Canadian Pension Plan and it's year, month, day. On top of that, Canada is in the unique position of also using the format that begins with the month, followed by the day, and then the year.
Our proximity to the U.S. and our cultural background to England is what's really causing the mess up.
That's Ken Holman with the Standards Council of Canada. He says the U.S. is the only country with the colloquial practice of putting the month first, which is fine when you're in the U.S. because everyone there does it that way. But
here in Canada, we get a lot of software from the U.S. And I know of translation that has to happen. There's interpretation. Oh, what do you mean by that numeric date? It can be very confusing.
This is one drawer of files. This represents about two letters of the alphabet.
Jerry McVicker is also used to dealing with mountains of sometimes ambiguous paperwork. She's a professional tax preparer, and she says the Canada Revenue Agency often uses the date that you fill out on your forms to determine when your taxes were filed. So what happens if you put 04-05-2016? Is it
April 5th or May 4th? Taxes are due on April 30th. So if your taxes are filed in May, then you're now late and you will be charged.
But now there's new proposed federal legislation aiming for some standardization.
Thank you, dear Lord.
Indeed, passions are high. But before we get too excited, the private member's bill put forward by Conservative MP Todd Doherty would only apply to Canada's court system. It proposes that documents with ambiguous dates should be interpreted as following the year, month, day format, which is music to Ken Holman's ears.
The world has come up with an international standard for the representation of date.
And it is the year followed by the month and then the day. Holman says that standard was decided on by the International Organization for Standardization back in 1988. As for the new legislation, it's anyone's guess if it will pass. Similar laws have been tried before, and none made it past first reading. The first was Bill C-347 that was tabled in 2005-03-11. At least that's what it says on the document, which happens to be the proper international standard. For CBC Radio, I'm Blair Sanderson.
Thanks so much, Blair Sanderson, with that. And once again, that's our own Prince George MP, Todd Doherty, who has put this latest round forward. We'll see if the Conservative MP gets his wishes. One area where it's important to get dates right is in the grocery store. And rather than going with the international standard, the federal government requires that all expiry dates be expressed. And this gets confusing as either year, month, or day, or day, month, year. But the month must be noted with a two-letter code rather than two numbers. So have a look next time you're out shopping.